This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic. Securities are offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Dale Buckner, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. Dale Buckner, Inc. and United Planners are not affiliated. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, and I'm visiting with Brendan Bartak. And Brendan, thanks you so much for being on the program.
Dale, thanks for having me. I appreciate you letting me be here.
Well, and the reason I really am thrilled we get to do this program, I've been playing in this program for probably 30 years. I know it sounds odd, but when I start, you were saying, are you prepared to do the program? And I said, well, I've been only spending 30 years getting prepared for this program. And because one of the most important things in financial planning, one of the most important tools in financial planning is life insurance. And life insurance is so misunderstood and so confusing to so many people. So I said, well, why not have somebody like Brendan? Brendan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Kind of introduce yourself a little bit. And what's your background in the life insurance industry? And I'm gonna say this. Why do I consider you to be the expert?
I appreciate it. Very flattering. And again, just pleased to be here. So my dad was in the financial planning business and has been based in Bakersfield, California for about 35, almost 40 years. So I actually grew up interning, learning the financial business inside and out, went to college and studied economics, got into accounting, and got kind of picked out of college to start an insurance consulting firm. And I had, you know, at that point, I kind of had an idea what that meant. But basically what that was learning all the intricacies of life insurance, annuities, disability, long-term care, different types of insurance inside and out, and helped found a business and been doing this ever since. So, you know, 12 years, I think we just surpassed 15,000 different families that we've helped design and implement insurance solutions for. So, you know, Malcolm Gladwell says you got to be good at doing something 10,000 times. Well, this is my 10,000 times. So, I eat, sleep, and breathe life insurance, and I enjoy doing what I do every day. So, I really enjoy doing this and helping guys like yourself and other advisors. You know, making sure families make the right decision when it comes to insurance. There's a lot of information out there. Just having the right one is something I enjoy doing.
Well, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my background. I'm a certified financial planner professional. I have an MBA, and I've been in the business since 1988, so 33 years. And I really started off in the life insurance industry back in 1988 and did it for several years and really got into it in a deep way. And then decided that I was seeing a much more interesting place which we're going to call financial planning. And in 1997, I became a certified financial planner. And life insurance is one of my tools and a very important tool in the financial planning industry. And I have over and over again seen folks come in that really you would think after years and years and years of hearing about it, that they would understand what life insurance is and why people would have it. And how many, I was asking you, so how many different types of life insurance are there? And and whether, why would anybody have term life insurance? And why would anybody have whole life insurance? And if you would just explain to me why a cash value in a life insurance policy may be more beneficial than cash value in some other investment. Those are kind of the things I kind of introduced you to the theme of the program. And I'm going to kind of now bring it back and say, what is so helpful in financial planning about life insurance?
Sure. I think you made a good point, you know, like how many different types of insurance are there? I mean, if you really tried to add up all the companies and the types of products and insurance, you're talking in the millions. So it's very hard for a consumer to know what is good, what is bad, what type should I buy? Those are tough questions for most consumers because it is cloudy and there is Google and there's a lot of internet research and the Dave Ramseys and the Susie Ormans, and you get the So there's a lot of different information out there. But fundamentally, there's really two types of insurance that exists. You have term insurance, which is, you know, the most affordable and the cheapest type of life insurance, but it's only good for a set period of time. You know, so I'm 33 years old. I want to have term insurance to protect my income for my wife and my two kids till I retire. And that's fundamentally what that's going to be. And it's a very inexpensive form of insurance. And again, it's meant for, you know, people, young people with families that are trying to pay their bills and pay their mortgages and help with their businesses. But they desperately need some level of income to protect my wife, protect my kids or loved ones, what it be it. So the other form of insurance is permanent life insurance. Permanent life insurance can do a number of different things. It can be kind of a low cost life insurance to protect a loved one, not just for 20 or 30 years, but maybe for a lifetime. So again, permanent life insurance has been around forever. Inside of permanent life insurance, you have a whole myriad of different products and solutions. You have growth oriented products for people that want to use the insurance code 7702 to build up, tax-free gains, tax-deferred gains, and access tax-free money out of a life insurance policy. And you also, you know, so you can use a dividend-using product, you can use the market, you can use a fixed interest rate. So there's whole different types of ways to grow money tax-free inside of a life insurance policy. But fundamentally, you have term insurance, and then you have permanent life insurance. So those are really the two basic divides there, Dale.
So one of the things that you mentioned was a young couple that are just getting started. Let's say they have their first child, maybe they're just really getting the family going, and term life insurance might be the way we ought to kind of explore for those folks. Now, are we really looking at something that would be how affordable is $500,000 worth of term insurance for somebody in their 20s, 30s?
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, $500,000 to $1 million insurance on a 30 something year old, you're talking maybe $400 or $500 a year, you know, something very inexpensive, you know, $30-$40 a month, something like that's going to kind of get you out 20 or 30 years. Very affordable. But sometimes what we'll tell our customers, Dale, is if you have an underlying insurance need, right, and you're going to spend that base layer of insurance cost, you know, then using some of these permanent products that have some very, very, very nifty tax advantages, you know, tax deferred accumulation, tax free income, very neat place to kind of store some extra cash value as well. So again, for that young couple like myself, if I'm already buying term life insurance and already going to pre-commit to spending that kind of money to protect my wife and kids, you know, why not use some of the tax code with it, with some of my extra dollars that I'm going to save towards retirement, or maybe save towards some college funding, or maybe save towards, you know, affording a house one day. So there's some other things inside of permanent life insurance that can kind of work well for a younger couple, not just term insurance.
Well, when I kind of come in, I love that basic policy that is going to be extremely affordable. And then in my own case, when I was younger, 30 years ago, I did a little bit of a layering type policy for me, where I had a permanent policy that I was going to have for the rest of my life that was had some cash value built up to it. Then I did a term policy on top of that that was able to cover all my needs, that was going to take my children all the way through college and then some. In my family, we're more likely to do graduate degrees. So I ended up with a PhD and a master's. My daughter got a master's and my son got a PhD. So we were a little bit longer in the college program than most folks, but I'm kind of thinking something like that was more affordable and also covered all my needs.
Sure. You know, one way we like to, and I think it's a good point, you know, when you're younger, the cost of insurance will never, ever be less, right? So if you can get into some sort of an investment type of life insurance, right, where you're going to grow some cash values and that little thin layer of insurance cost is next to nothing. It's a great time to kind of get into some of those types of products. However, don't exceed your budget or your monthly expenditures, right? I mean, that's just money that you like to save. But again, you know, if you had $1 million worth of an insurance need, I think you made a good point. You know, you can layer in little strips of that cash value element and a little bit of term to supplement that. And then over time, you can slowly convert that into permanent. You know, one analogy that we give sometimes when I talk is talking about life insurance, kind of like real estate. You know, term insurance is just like a rental. You know, you're going to rent your insurance need for a period of time. You know, then there's some people that want to basically buy a property, right? That's kind of permanent protection insurance, right? I'm going to own the asset. I'm like own a home. And then overfunding insurance, kind of like an investment need, like we just discussed, is like buying the home and then turning it into a rental property, right? Turning that asset not only into something that you can use, but also a source of non-taxable income for retirement. So you can rent, you can own, and then you can kind of be like your own landlord, if you think about it in that way, turning an asset into some cash flow at some point down the road.
So when we come in and often are able to work with younger clients and they come in and they say, I'm very, very strict budget. I'm really making sure that I often find that it's going to be very difficult for them to be building that cash value. So kind of take me through a kind of a scenario where let's say a client is, let's say they're making $75,000 a year. How much life insurance would be the normal amount for them to be able to replace their income for their family?
Good question. We start with no less than 10 times your income. So if you're making $75,000, no less than $750,000 would be the need to replace a paycheck for life. I mean, somebody at 30 years old, you know, you're talking about replacing income for 50 or 60 years, potentially. I mean, the last thing you want is your wife, who's now just lost you, or a husband that's now longer in the picture, to not only have to raise kids, but also and worry about your death and worry about those types of things, and then go back to school, right? Taking on debt to make enough money to make $75,000 a year, you know, paying off a mortgage, sending your boys to school. There's a lot more there than a lot of people think. So there's some great calculators out there that we have we can show to kind of show what those needs based need to be. But we love to see
10 times earnings would be a good rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb, maybe 20. Insurance companies like to see 30 times. So we like to say no less than 10, but no more than 30, and whatever kind of makes you comfortable on your needs would be kind of where we'd start.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic visiting with Brendan Bartak, and we're talking about life insurance. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic visiting with Brendan Bartak, and we were kind of in the throes of visiting about the different types of life insurance. We'd kind of broken it out into the either the permanent coverage that has a cash value or the term coverage, and we were getting into the real depth of visiting about a term policy, and one of the basics that we came up with was the rule of thumb that if you're making about $75,000 a year, you ought to have about $750,000 worth of coverage. Now, one of the areas that I often am told, well, Dale, I don't have to worry about that. I've got a group policy at the office that's going to give me $100,000 worth of coverage or $50,000 worth of coverage. I don't really think I need to cover that again, do I? And I'm going to kind of throw that softball over the plate for you. So sure. They have $50,000 worth of life insurance at work that they don't have to pay for. Should they go out and get a policy on their own?
Absolutely. First, you know, most group policies aren't portable, so you can't take it with you. Even if you do have it for a period of time, and let's just say you took another job, that insurance is not going to come with you. So that's number one. And then two, like we talked about, needing about $750,000, you know, and you have a group policy that's, you know, $50,000, $100,000, those are typical limits there. We still need to supplement that other $650,000. right? So you may not need to buy a new $750,000, but maybe we can work together to get you $650,000 so that we get you that adequate amount of coverage that you'll always have. You can always take it with you. That is something that you own to you and your family, not just owned by your company or your business.
Are you able to convert a term policy into a permanent policy later on? If let's say your budget is just you got the new job, you really aren't that secure in your income.
Right.
You are the only breadwinner in the family. And so you're a little bit worried about not having the security of having that job. Would you be able to eventually convert that policy into a permanent policy?
Good question. Yeah, most companies today give you what they call an offer of conversion. What that means is you can convert your term policy to a permanent life insurance policy that company offers within the length of the term. So if you bought, let's just say, a 20-year term policy, you know, 5 years down the road, things got a little bit better. We can start converting that to a permanent policy without any evidence of insurability. Okay. So let's just say you're 30 years old and you were in preferred health. 5 years later, you wanted to start, you know, getting some permanent insurance. You actually wouldn't even need to underwrite again. So another advantage of starting early is getting your health, because your health is typically earlier on in life, and taking advantage of that and doing what they call a term conversion at some point down the road when your budget expands a little bit and have a little bit more room to maybe look at some of those other policies that have some cash values. Absolutely.
Are there any other riders that you might have on a policy that could greatly benefit your family? I kind of remember one of the ones on one of my early policies was a children's rider and also mm-hmm. a spouse rider. Are you seeing some of those out there too?
We do. Yeah. So you can buy, let's just say a couple bought $1 million term policy and you wanted to insure your spouse for, you know, $250,000. And rather than having her go through underwriting, they have spousal riders where they'll cover a spouse, maybe a non-working spouse for say $250,000 or something like that. Right. So you can buy one policy and cover two needs. They also have, you know, the ability to add onto your policy if something happened to a child. We obviously never want to think like that, but you can add it for, you know, basically next to nothing. So you can have one term policy that can really do a number of different things planning wise, still paying that $30-$40 a month, something very affordable for most families.
As we kind of come back into the spot here where we're saying death benefit from life insurance is one of the most beneficial assets for building a security and building a legacy inside that family. And one of the reasons is that death benefit is income tax free. And so we kind of come back into, if you're going to be leaving something for your family at your passing, it is extremely important. And I know young people don't ever think like this, but it is happening all day long in this. I think if anything we've learned from the last year was that people can die out of order. So we kind of want to put that in, that things can happen, and getting life insurance now is something that everybody ought to consider. Let's go ahead and take our next break, and then we can kind of talk a little bit about how to make that decision and how easy it is really to go through the underwriting process. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, and we're visiting with Brendan Bartak about life insurance. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brendan Bartak. Brendan, where are you located? Just a little bit of a housekeeping here.
Sure. My family and I live down in San Diego, California, and I work from a home office. And obviously with COVID, it couldn't have been easier of a transition. So I live down here with my wife and two kids, and enjoy the sunshine, especially on a day like today.
Well, and I'm in Amarillo, Texas. My office is in Amarillo. I live in Canyon, Texas. It's a little town south of Amarillo, and I've got great news for you that it's extremely easy to make application anymore for life insurance. The amazing part is you could be listening to this in virtually any place in the nation. And if you would like to work with Brendan or work with myself, just give me a call. We'll set the meeting up. We can get the ball rolling, and it is remarkably easy to do an application online. Kind of tell us, I'm going to say this. Let me kind of throw the another softball over the plate to you.
Sure.
How easy is it to take application online?
It's getting much easier. And you know, insurance companies have been dinosaurs forever when it comes to paperwork and forms and all that kind of stuff, making the process very cumbersome. But I mean, if you think about this, COVID has kind of forced these insurance companies to evolve into something a lot more consumer friendly, you know, getting somebody awareness of what's out there and into these products faster than ever before. Younger families likely don't need an exam. They don't need a paramed. They don't need medical records. There's enough databases out there to where a family could apply for life insurance and within a day or two, have the coverage that they need from some of the top companies in the industry. So it's unbelievable how far the industry has come just in the last 2 years. And this COVID has really helped them make that process much easier for today's customer.
And it kind of explained DocuSign. So
Sure.
you don't even have to sign your own application when you've examined the application, make sure it's all correct, and then you can sign it online.
Sure. DocuSign's been around forever. You know, you've done a mortgage that way. You've signed a loan doc that way of some degree. Insurance is no different. It's just a secure way for me, you, Dale, customers around the world to sign in a secure place online. It's actually even more secure than just sending forms by the mail. So we use DocuSign all the time when it's appropriate and available. And it's just, again, a very easy way to kind of get you through the process. You know, the last thing you'd like is being through an underwriting process and something happens health-wise and it was all slowed up due to paperwork. So that process and, you know, working with you, Dale, it's been just a blessing to be able to use DocuSign to make our business move much more quickly for our customer.
A lot of times when we're working today, because of COVID, we're not really having somebody comfortable coming into the office. It's so much easier to just do it on the line, and you can have a video conference. You can set up the meeting that you could have on the phone. You can set
Sure.
up the application process that where it's filled out through phone and everything, push a button, and all of a sudden the documents are right there ready for you to sign. It's pretty an amazing world right now. I know most of the people are probably thinking that it's going to be a real cumbersome operation to be able to get $500,000, $1 million worth of life insurance. And the answer is it can go really, really fast.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, it's never been faster. And again, like I said, the fluidless underwriting. We had a customer the other day that did an application in the morning and had a policy the next day. So it can be that quickly, you know, up to, you know, $1 million or so worth of coverage. So for those younger families out there that maybe are listening to this, that are thinking of their own situation, man, I do have a group policy. I do need a little bit more. You know, Dale, you and I can help make that process much quicker. Where it's, hey, let's just deal with this later. So yeah, absolutely. Technology has been our friend lately.
If you'd like to visit with Dale Buckner Inc. about doing a life insurance policy, it's just this easy. Just give us a call, 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN, and we can plan on getting you the right life insurance policy. We'll hook you up with the right people. We'll get you the right quotes. We quote hundreds, if not thousands, of different companies out there. So we make sure that we're getting the right mix for you and the right, I'm going to call it flavor, but of course, you might have a different good term for that. Give us a call, 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. Email me at dale@dalebuckner.com. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brendan Bartak. Brendan has been in the insurance business and is really my go-to guy when it comes to visiting about complicated cases. And a lot of my clients are older. And so many times, many times, I'll have a client come in that has multiple policies that are out there. Many of them have cash value in them. And some of them have been remarkably successful, and others of them haven't been that successful. And so what I really like to do is when I get a new client in is do the complete examination like you're going to the money doctor. I'm like the money doctor. You go in for a full examination, you start looking at their life insurance policies, and I'm going, this one is remarkable. I'm really thrilled with that one. Let's use this one as one of our solid things that we're going to have as a base. This is one of the building blocks that we're going to have. Oh, by the way, I didn't know you had this company. This is not so good. And when you start running into those thousands of different companies, you can really end up with about many of them that may have had a different issuer that became a different company, that became a different company, that became a fourth company. I'm running into that a whole lot, that where you have companies that are no longer exist at all. And so going in for that full examination, kind of run us through one of those types of situations for us, Brendan.
Sure. So one of the things that we do professionally is appraise existing life insurance. And life insurance needs to be looked at no less than once every 2 years. You know, I use this analogy. I mean, a lot of people that have $1 million asset, okay, let's say you had $1 million in Apple stock. You know what that stock's doing almost every day. You're kind of seeing it's going up, it's kind of going down. But a lot of times people will have a $1 million life insurance policy that hasn't been looked at in 20 years, 15 years. What's changed? Interest rates, dividend rates. You know, back then, to buy life insurance, you were only expected to live to 72 years old. You know, today you're supposed to live to you're almost 90 years old. So there's a lot of savings out there that can be passed on to a customer just by doing an annual review, maybe just substituting an old insurer out for a new one. I'm sure a lot of you guys had flat screen TVs. You know, life insurance is no different. A life insurance policy today is built so much cheaper. There's so many more bells and whistles that you can have. But if you still have that black and white TV set, you're probably overpaying or not even sure if that policy is even going to work anymore. In our office, about 77% of life insurance policies that come onto my desk show room for improvement. So as long as health is still okay, 77 out of 100 policies that we see could be better. And that's a pretty alarming statistic. And a lot of it's due to the market and interest rates and mortality costs and all those types of things. So there's a lot of things that go into that analysis. But, you know, if you're 50, 60 years old, 70 years old, and had a policy for a number of years and you haven't had it professionally appraised, I'd encourage you to, you know, contact Dale and have us help you with that. Because again, like I said, 77% of policies show room for improvement.
One of the things that we've noticed is multiple times we find that the beneficiaries have never been reviewed after the issue. And a lot of times when we're starting to visit about something that we may have had people that died out of order, there may not even be a beneficiary named on life insurance. It is quite difficult. And we've run through multiple times when we've had to assist companies in and our clients into getting a death benefit where there was no named beneficiary. Now, obviously, you would like to name let's say your children as a beneficiary, because mm-hmm. but if they're minor children, you really got, you run through a little bit of a difficulty there. So I really go through having a named beneficiary that's an adult. If we're going to name the children as the beneficiary, we need to name an adult as the conservator and name that trusted individual. It's a let a certified financial planner. I'm not the only certified financial planner out there, but let a certified financial planner that's working with you to do what's in your best interest and working as your fiduciary to try to help you develop that, and or work with an estate attorney that's going to be able to make that arrangement best. So working with that solid team of estate attorney, certified financial planner professional, and trusted insurance advisor that knows the products and the policy well, that's the way to really get the best out of your policy. Any follow-up on that? We've got about a half a minute there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So many beneficiaries are out of date. I unfortunately had to deal with a case the other day with a husband and a wife died on their way skiing, and left a death benefit, the contingent, to two minor children. So two minor children just lost their parents skiing, and we're still in court to try to get the funds appropriated so that the kids can have food, shelter, place to live. You know, so it's very, very, very important to constantly be reviewing beneficiaries, conservators, kids, spouses. A lot of times we'll have policies with an ex-wife attached to them or something like that. So very, very important to do that. You made some great points there, Dale.
If you'd like to visit about your life insurance and have it reviewed, give us a call at 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. Email me at dale@dalebuckner.com. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic. We're in Amarillo, Texas. Brendan's over in San Diego. We're really kind of a multi-faceted company here where we really work across the nation. And I'm kind of licensed in like 20 states. So it's really kind of an interesting, you're probably licensed in almost every one in the nation, aren't you, Brendan?
Just about. I think it's like 48 or 49. Yeah, almost.
Well, when it kind of comes into insurance is a need that's universal. And we were talking about the different types of insurance. I kind of, on this particular program, I've been spending a little bit more time on the term policies. I think in a future program, I want to spend a little bit more time on the whole life policies and some of the needs why that might be more appropriate. And I think especially for the younger audience, I see this term as being something that I like when I'm presented with a fixed budget that is quite tight. I really see term as being the solution. I kind of look as issuing a term policy for and getting the right amount of death benefit at the right price as being one of the sweet spots to start off with. Then after that, as we start seeing somebody get raises and that whole career starts to take off and they start really getting security in their job and they start getting the promotions and the raises and maybe their spouse starts to get security and they start becoming the two income and have excess income, I really start seeing, then we start talking about using some of the other tools that we might have for other things that we'll talk in a future program. When I start seeing that first issue, that first starting off, the term really seems, I just love getting it issued and getting it presented and getting it funded. And then I can start breathing easy as a certified financial planner professional. They're taken care of if something should happen to them, and their kids are taken care of with the right amount of beneficiaries, the right amount of custodian to take care of minor children. Everything is in order, and then we can start to rest. Kind of give me we've got about 3 minutes before the program ends, and I kind of wanted you to kind of make your plea for folks not to delay this decision. Why do people do that? Brendan, what's wrong with people? They literally over and over again don't seem to see this as being the important issue. And sometimes this is the most important issue ever. Having the right amount of death benefit and life insurance is extremely important, and they just put it off forever.
Sure. I mean, nobody likes buying life insurance. I mean, nobody likes paying for that. Everybody loves what it does, but no one really likes to pay for it. And you're looking at a price, you go, that's expensive. Well, it's expensive because you actually don't need it right now. The number one call that I get, unfortunately, is I want life insurance. And okay, well, why do you need life insurance? I've been talking to you for months about life insurance, and now why do you want it? Well, I just had a checkup and I got a small melanoma on my shoulder. It's over. I mean, it's really hard to get life insurance at that point. So while you're young, while you're healthy, while all your body parts are still working the way they intend to, you know, parts break down. And the longer you wait, the more expensive it becomes over time. So by acting sooner, you're going to get better rates into better products that are much less expensive over the course of a lifetime. So a lot of people think, well, I'll just wait and buy it 5 years from now. I'll save the money the next 5 years. Those extra premiums over the same amount of time is going to be actually more expensive. So it's actually more expensive not to pay for it over a long period of time. It's very fascinating
how that people understand. I literally did that addition. If you take a 50-year-old and mm-hmm. you say, I'm going to buy the coverage right now and mm-hmm. at 50, and then you take a 55-year-old, the premiums went up. And by the time they're 75 or 80, they've actually spent more money from 55 mm-hmm. to 80 than they would have from 50 to 80. And they had five more years of coverage.
You couldn't have said it better. And it's fascinating the way that the today's consumer would think, you know, I'm going to save the money. I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do it later. Well, again, those costs just get exponentially more. And you're actually giving the customer a good benefit of the doubt there. That's assuming between 50 and 55, you know, as a male, they're asked to do a colonoscopy. They're asked to start doing men's checkups and prostate check, all these types of things. And wellness checks start to becoming more prevalent in medicine at 50. So doctor says, hey, you got this or you got that. You may not even be able to get insurance. So you're risking the ability to get it. It's going to be more expensive over the cost of a lifetime by waiting. And you had 5 years of less coverage. It just makes a lot of sense to buy it early if you can and you have the need for it. I strongly encourage it. I can't tell you the number of families that I talk to.
Start the conversation.
I tell them no, because it's too late.
Start the conversation. I prefer you to do it with a certified financial planner. I'm not the only one, but certified financial planners act as your fiduciary. If you want to have that conversation with Dale Buckner, Inc. about your life insurance, give us a call at 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. You can email me at dale@dalebuckner.com, and we'll start the conversation.